Okay, our learning should be a merit for Shlimit for Yisrael Yisrael and Varamalka, Daniel Ben Fruma, Besuch Sharcha Yisrael. It's a kavod to have my father in law and my brother in law here. I'll say Dr. Morris, Baruch Hashem, is always a kavod.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say something rash, but I think it's something big. I don't think I've ever been this excited about a certain topic before. And it's because my father brought me an amazing, amazing sefer called Otzar Plos HaTorah. I don't think I've ever been this excited about a certain topic. But then again, I don't want everyone to be blown out of the water, and then get upset after they don't like the topic. So low expectations. Here we go. You know, the parsha talks all about Maras Machpelah. Right, Avram Avinu is being he buys the soda from Ephron, and we know famously that Rashi writes even on Pasuk Beis, he writes from the Medrash and the Gemara that it's called Kiryas Arba. Why is it called Kiryas Arba? Because one of the reasons why is because there are four couples that are buried there: Adam and Chava, Avram Yitzchak, Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. Right, four couples. Famously, Esav's head is also there, the Gemara says in Sota. But tonight we're going to see how maybe there's even a fifth couple there. We're going to give both sides of the equation. And I want, if I can, just ask everyone to keep an open mind to this topic. Because tonight we're going to try to prove, or maybe disprove, how Moshe Rabbeinu and Tzipora were actually buried in Maras Machpelah as well. And we're going to see, I'm going to give both sides of the equation, and then we're going to try to come out with a certain lesson. I'm not trying to prove anything. Tonight I'm just giving both sides of the equation, and I guess you could bring it home to see whether or not you agree. The Pasuk says in Sheni, Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Yates, and after all this, cover Avram as Sarah Yishto, he buried his wife Sarah, El Ma'oras Sedeh HaMachpelah, right? In the cave of the field of Machpelah facing Mamre, and what happened was, perfect timing. Tonight we're going to try to prove how there's really a fifth couple buried in Maras Machpelah, that being Moshe Rabbeinu and Tzipora. Right? We have to keep an open mind, Mr. So we have to keep an open mind. We're going to try to see how, we're going to try to give both sides of the equation. So the Pasuk says that Avram buried his wife in the Maras Hasdeh HaMachpelah, in the cave, in the valley or in the field of Machpelah. So there's a sefer called Otzar Plos HaTorah, which is with the whole shiur from tonight. The sefer is called Otzar Plos HaTorah. And he gives different sides to the equation of how, what's Moshe Rabbeinu's connection to all this? We know, we're going to get to one of the disproofs, is that the Pasuk says very clearly in Devarim that no one knows where Moshe is buried. So there's a fascinating sefer called... Right, exactly. He didn't even make it there. So Hashem said, we're going to give different proofs. Yeah. Proofs to how maybe Moshe is there, and disproofs to maybe how he's not there. There's a sefer called Yalkut Ruveini. And the Yalkut Ruveini quotes the sefer called Sefer HaTemuna. I've never heard of the Sefer before, but on the bottom here, it says who wrote the Sefer HaTemuna. The author of the Sefer HaTemuna comes from Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, one of the Tanoim from the Mishnah, Ula Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. So now like a pretty early source. Listen to what he says here. You want to know how Moshe Rabbeinu, how do I know that Moshe Rabbeinu is also buried in Maras Machpelah? Listen to what he says here. He says, if you look at the words in the Pasuk Gittes, it says Ma'oras Sedeh HaMachpelah, right? Ma'oras Sedeh HaMachpelah. What are the first letters in those words? Ma'oras Mem Sedeh Shin HaMachpelah Hey. What does it spell, Moshe? The first. And we're not talking about a Hasidish Rebbe. We're talking about Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, right? Tana from the Mishnah, right? He writes in his sefer that how do I know that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in Maras Machpelah? It's very simple. Look at the first proof. Look at the words Maras Sedeh HaMachpelah. It's Rosh HaTevus for Moshe. So how do I know Moshe Rabbeinu died outside of Eretz Yisrael? So what does he say here? He says the Malachim actually carried him after he died outside of Eretz Yisrael. They actually carried him and buried him inside Yisrael, inside of Maras HaMachpelah. Shaha Malachim notlu es Moshe Rabbeinu mimokam kvuroso. He was buried outside of Eretz Yisrael. Says Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, he was taken out by the Malachim. The heviu also Lamaras HaMachpelah. The kavru etzal avos, and they took him out and they buried him in Tzipora. We're going to see how Tzipora is also connected to this. And they took him out and buried him next to the avos. Pretty wild thing, no? People are going to think, oh, Mirzov's talking blasphemy. I'm not talking blasphemy. It's Rabbi Chunni ben Akana,
yeah.
Right? The medrash, right? The Yalkut Ruveini is a medrash, but he quotes the sefer HaTemuna. And then he says, "Don't ask me." But on the pasuk it says in Devarim, "Lamedal Rav Lo Yada Ish Es Kvuraso," because the pasuk says, "No man knows where he's buried." right? The dafka ish says Rabbi Yochanan ben Kana. It says v'lo yada ish es kfuroso. What is that implying? That a man, flesh and blood, human beings don't know where he's buried. Ava malachim yadu. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Kana.
Yeah.
Right, trying to be like a nice litvasha, very being medactic. It only says that only men don't know where he's buried, but implying that angels do, that malachim do. So the first this is going to be the source for the whole shir tonight of trying to prove this. Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says Maras de Machfeil, it's Rashi Tevos, the word Moshe. The second proof, how he wants to say maybe. Right, well, I'm not trying to prove anything tonight. I'm just trying to give you both sides of the equation. We're actually going to give the other side of the equation how it's impossible that Moshe. Right? We're trying to be fair and square in the Thanksgiving feelings and emotions of being sensitive to everyone. Right? So he gives a second raya how it could be this could be possible that Moshe and Tzipora were also buried in Maras Machpelah. He says, if you actually look, he quotes the Chida. The Chida writes in the Sefer Chomes Einecha, and he quotes the Yalkut Reuveni. And he says that if you look, the Chida was the one who said that Rosh HaTevah is Moshe. The Chida was the one who said that Maras Seya Machpelah is Rosh HaTevah is Moshe. The Rabbi Nechonim and Akana just told us that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried there. So the Chida's first proof is Maras Seya Machpelah is Rosh HaTevah is Moshe. The second proof that he says comes from the Sefer Mizmeres HaAretz. He says, if you look at the last letters in the words Maras Seya Machpelah, what's the last letter in the word Maras? What's the last letter? A tough. What's the last letter in the word today? A hey. And what's the last letter in the word hamachpelah? A hey. What does it spell out? It spells out tough hey hey. In gematria, right? Sometimes we have haters, sometimes we have people who love gematria, so we just keep an open mind. Gematria is a very, very big proof. If you're not into it, totally good. But he says gematria of tough hey hey, right? The last letters of ma'aras and machpelah equal 410. What else is gematria 410? He says, right, that's from the comes on the words Ma'ar Steya Machpelah, Zu Hi Tzipora. I actually did the Gemara, that Zu is 13, he is 16, Tzipora is 381. Zu Hi Tzipora. So we see even hidden within those words, even hidden within the Sofi Tevos, is even Tzipora itself. And I'm just going to be honest with you. Sometimes, if you look into the Hasidic Sfarim, they go to town on Rashi Tevos and Sofi Tevos. There's not an extra letter, there's not a letter that's not there. There's got to be a reason why specifically that each letter is adding up. So the Sefer Mizmeres HaAretz quotes that how maybe we can even see Tzipora is also there. That's the second raya, right? Rosh HaTevah is Moshe, Maras Seya Machpelah. Third raya is Tov Hey Hey is 410. 410 is also Zuhi Tzipora. And the third raya, and then we're going to get to the flip side of how this is impossible. The third raya, it comes from the Sefer called Mizmeres HaAretz again. He says, you actually, if you look at the words Maras Seya Machpelah, you actually, there's another proof that could show you how Moshe and Tzipora were taken out by the Malachim and brought into Maras Machpelah. He says, if you take the middle letters, right? This is all. If we could just picture it, the words. Look at the words called Maaras Teya Machpelah. He says, take out the middle letters of each one of those words. For example, for the word Maaras, take out the two middle letters, which is what, an ayin and a resh. For the Sedei, what's the middle letter in Sedei? A dalet. And the middle letters in Hamachpelah is Mem Chaf Pei Lamed. So he says, if you add up all those numbers, which I did, he says it adds up to be Gematria de Al Yidei Hamalache Elyon Baula. Within these three words of Stei Maaretz Hamachpelah, and you take the inner essence of those three words, the inner essence of the holiest place, or one of the holiest places where the Avos Imos are going to be, hidden within the first words, we saw Moshe. Then we saw the Sofi Tevos Tzipora. But how did they get there? Says the Sefer Mizmeres HaAretz, if you take the middle letters, right? This is a little different of a type of shir that we're used to. We're trying to keep an open mind to, I guess, all different types of Torah. Says the Sefer Mizmeres HaAretz, this is actually, if you add up the words, the middle letters of Ma'aretz, the Ayin Rish, Sedei, the Dalet, Amachpelah, and in the middle letters, Mem Chaf Pei Lamed equals 444, which is also Gematria Da Al Yedei Hamalachi Elyon Ba'ula, which means that through the Malachim they came over here. So much so is that he even quotes the Sefer over here called Biur Hashir Bar Yochai, that on Zayin Adar, which is Moshe Rabbeinu's Zartzeit, there's actually a minig brought down for a long time. They're brought down the Sefer is from a Makubal. That a lot of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, where do they go on Zayin Adar? They go to Maras Machpelah. They go on Zion Adar. Because we don't know where he's buried. But some Sfarim say we do know where. You know where Moshe's buried? He's buried in Maras HaMachpelah. The Chida even says, don't ask me, oh, he only says Kiryas Arba. It's only four couples. Why are you telling me that there's a fifth? So he says that, the Chida explains, like in a footnote, that only means Be'is Piti Rasam. When he says Kiryas Arba, it means only when they died. Here, this could be a fifth couple. They just didn't die there. Right? Everyone else was, they were buried there. Moshe and Sipor, he says that they were brought there. So three rayas, how is it going to be possible that they're buried there? Maras Sadeh Machpelah says the Chida, Rosh Tevas Moshe. Then says the Sefer Mizmer Sa'aretz, if you look at the words Ma'oretz Deha Machpelah, tough, and look at the Sofi Tevas, tough, hey, it's 410, which is Gematria, Zuhit Sipora, 410. And finally, the third proof says if you look at the inside letters of the words Ma'oretz Deha Machpelah equals 444, which equals the words Ta'ali Deha Malche Elyon Ba'ula. Not die, I mean buried. That's what I meant. They meant they were buried there. That's what the Chida is saying. The Chida is saying that don't ask me about why it's Kiryas Arba. Yeah. Oh, you're saying he died in the Mitzrayim, but he was buried when they.
So you're saying
Moshe was buried. Yeah. But when he was buried there a second time. That's what he's saying. The Chida said, don't ask me. Okay, but now we're gonna get to everyone who's gonna start asking me questions on this. There's Psukim and there's Gemaras. Now we're gonna get to that side of the Yeah.
He was buried there for many, many years.
I didn't know that.
He died, I think, in the late
1700s. Yeah.
Maybe early 1800s. And then the chief rabbi of Israel, which one was it? Rabbi Elio.
Yeah.
He wanted to bring his body, his remains, to bury in Yerushalayim. Wow.
Wow.
So they dug up the grave.
Wow.
And they had whatever bones were left, this is a true story. Really? They put it in a small box, a small coffin. Yeah. This is, you can
see it online.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was in the newspaper.
Wow.
I think the years might have been in the 70s.
Yeah,
60s.
Yeah, that's when he was the chief rabbi. Yeah.
Wow.
But I think it was right before he was the chief rabbi. I think this happened maybe in 1960.
Yeah.
Very special. So now we could say that maybe it's not a coincidence that it was the Chida.
Wait a second. They brought the remains in a box on an airplane, and they received the box. A lot of people were there, all the people in the Knesset, you know, because he was a big rabbi from Livorno, Italy.
Yeah.
He was brought over. And he claims, they say in the story, that the box started to shake. The bones, they had opened it up. When they first brought it, it was just a bunch of boxes, and it started to shake. He was rearranging his own bones.
Wow. Unbelievable. We have to check this inside. But maybe it's not Samet. Maybe it's not Samet. That's the Chida, because the Chida is talking. Chida is giving us a lot of our proofs. But now we're going to... Beautiful. Thank you so much for that point. I appreciate it. Shkoyev. Now we're going to get 5 points. I mean, maybe we could say that Mirzov maybe had a little too much L'chaim's, early Thanksgiving L'chaim's. Maybe it's not impossible. So the Chida is a fair... So the Chida is giving a lot of proofs, but now the Chida even tells us our first proof, maybe it's not true. The Chida quotes the Zohar, says the following words. Shemei Olam, lo kibla ma'aras machpela adam acher, lo tekabel o niftarim. The Zohar says, from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided who's going to be buried there, there'll be no one else buried there. Starting from Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah, Yitzhak and Rivka, and finally ending up with Yaakov and Leah. I guess Esav's head doesn't really count so much, you know. He calls that on himself when he started a whole ruckus. So it's impossible. It's impossible, says the Chida, maybe quoting from the Zohar, that Moshe Rabbeinu could be buried there. The second proof comes from the Sifri. The Sifri is brought down, Vizosa Bracha, Shinun Zayin. It's a Medrash. The Medrash says the following, a conversation between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im eini nichnas l'Eretz Yisrael, ekonez ba'meis. Is it possible? Maybe if I'm not able to go into Eretz Yisrael living, maybe you could help me at least be buried there. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo tavor, lo chayv, lo meis. You're not going to go there alive, and you're also not going to go where you're dead. Says the Sifri, Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to also be buried there, and he wasn't allowed to. The third proof to say how maybe this is too much, big of a stretch, comes from the Medrash Eicha, in Sichta Chav Dalet. The conversation between Yirmiyahu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Times of the Beis HaMikdash, what happened was that the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed. And the Medrash quotes this, a conversation between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem says to Yirmiyahu, "La'lechas likol Moshe Rabbeinu mikivro kidei sheyivka albanav." Hashem says, "You want to save the Jewish people? No problem. Go daven by Moshe's kever so he could cry for cry for his kids." Omer lo Yirmiyahu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Eini yodea hichen Moshe kavur. I don't know where Moshe is buried. I'm so sorry, Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it says in the last pasuk in the Sefer Devarim, no one knows where he's buried. I'm so sorry." Omer lo Kadosh Baruch Hu says the Medrash. Hashem says back to Yirmiyahu. Omud asfas hayardin, v'harim kolich ben Amram ben Omer Omer agarlech. He says, go to the opening of the yardin and scream out, the son of Amram, stand up on your feet. So this is what he did. Ulaachar shahalach Yirmiyahu l'maras nachpela l'oras avos. So after Yirmiyahu, the Medrash says that he went to maras nachpela first to awaken the avos. Halach l'asfas hayardin l'kol l'Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he do next? He listened to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem tells you to go to Sfas HaYarden. He's going to go to the Yarden and say Moshe, Ben Amram, Ben Amram. Right? And the Medrash says that he did what, like Hashem said. The Medrash ends off. The Haya Yirmiyahu Holich I Moshe Ad Shehigiyu L'Maras HaMachpelah. The Medrash ends off saying that Yirmiyahu and Moshe both went to Maras HaMachpelah together to daven by the Kivri Avos. So if Moshe Rabbeinu is buried by the Sfas HaYarden, according to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then obviously he's not where? And obviously, he's not in Zamara Samachpela, right? Luchol or near Medivra Medrash Shemosha Lo Hayakovah Bar Masapela Tzarchiin says the Medrash Eicha. It's very simple. Don't start telling me that Moshe has been inside Zamara Samachpela because Hashem told Yirmiyahu when the base of Medrash is going to be destroyed, go speak to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sfas HaYard. Right. So that's our third proof. Maybe we could say maybe it's not so clear. Finally, the fourth. I'm going to get to the fifth idea. The fourth idea actually comes from the Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim says. From Moshe Rabbeinu, Kuf Yotesa Mabez, Shelo Asid Lavo, Yomar Moshe Rabbeinu, in the future time, in the times of Mashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say, Eini Mivarech, Shelo Zachisi, the Kones Lair Tisrol, Lo Bechayai, Lo Bemosai. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I was never blessed, I was never able to be in Eretz Yisrael living, and I was never able to be in Eretz Yisrael dead. Says the Rashbam on that, but the Rashbam says on that Gemara, the Lo Zachu Atzmosav Likones Baretz. What does Rashbam say Moshe Rabbeinu was saying? Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that he understood that his bones were never going to make it across the border. But maybe we could say, maybe I'm just going to give a raya against this proof, that only Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'lo zachu. But he didn't know that the malachim were maybe going to take him. Right? V'lo zachu, right? V'lo zachu atzmasa likonos baretz. That's what only Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. That's not the malachim. But that's, I want to be fair, I want to give all sides of the equation. And finally, the fifth idea is actually going to bring the take-home message of how we're... I guess going to bring this home and try to make it a little more practical, right? I don't want everyone to think, oh, Mirza's going to give a history lesson today about Maras Machpelah. There's a lot of history teachers, a lot of lectures. I try to make it a little more practical. The fifth idea comes from Nagos Abach on Masech Sota Yudal Manaf. It says over there that no one knows the reason. What's the reason why no one knows where Moshe is buried? What's the reason? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Megalit. But what's the deeper reason? Why did Hashem make it so clear that this is not, no one's going to know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Where we know where everyone else is buried. We know the Abbas and the Imams are buried. We know everyone's buried. Why do we know where Moshe is buried? Says the Gosa Bach. Now think, if you didn't see it inside, you think you're looking at some random, random text on Google. Yes. Says the Gosa Bach. Hashem was scared that if the Jews knew where Moshe Rabbeinu would be buried, the Jews would daven at that kever. And what would happen? Moshe Rabbeinu would daven. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah is so special and so connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There would be no destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and Hashem would be forced to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Says Hashem, the only reason, says the Gosh Abach, the only reason why Hashem hid the place of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Hashem knew the koch of tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Because we saw what he did by the Chedei Eagle, yeah. Moshe, right? Hashem wanted to wipe out the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu convinced him not to. Hashem was scared. Let's just see it inside because it's unbelievable. Shehatam asher lo yada ish kisvur es kfuraso shemor shavinu. What's the reason why no one knows where he's buried? Hu bipnei shehayagoli v'yadu al pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, everything's revealed and known to him. Sheosi b'is ha-mitrash l'charev. The b'is ha-mitrash is going to be destroyed one day. Hu bnei Yisrael yiglu me'artzim. They're going to be banished from their land, banished from Eretz Yisrael. V'im yadu bnei Yisrael makam kfuraso shemoshe. If the holy Jews, the holy Yidden knew where Moshe would be buried, Yavo l'kivro v'yamudu b'b'chi av yeschanu l'fanov. And they would come to his kever and they would say, Moshe Rabbeinu, omod b'tfil ba'denu. Moshe, our Rebbe, our Tate, daven for us. Daven for Klai, so the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be shouldn't be destroyed. What would happen? Says the Agos Abach in the Gemara in Sota Yudal Manaf. The Yamon Moshe. Moshe would stand up. V'yispawal v'yivatel as a gzera kiderech shibitel gzeras chedeigel. Pretty wild, no? Says the Agos Abach, Moshe through his koach of davening, he would get rid of the gzera for Hashem to get rid of the Beis Hamikdash. So what happened? The Agos Abach says lachein. Therefore, hister kadosh baruch makom kvurosa. Hashem purposely hides the place of the place of where Moshe is buried. Dafka because he knew that if Moshe Rabbeinu knew where, if Klai Yisrael knew where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, he would never be able to do anything bad against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the Jews would just go to Moshe Rabbeinu's kever and it would be done. Moshe Rabbeinu would get so misor, he'd get so awakened by the Klai Yisrael's tefillas, and then he wouldn't be able to do anything, quote unquote, based on Mikdash and anything that Kodesh Baruch Hu needed to do. So tonight we saw three proofs of how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu maybe is buried in Maros Nachpelah. Let's just go through the three and the five, and then the take home message. The three we said how maybe it's possible. We said we started off first from the Chidal. Chidal says if you look at the words Maros Nachpelah, it's Rashi Tevus Moshe. Then we quoted a Sefer Mizmeres Haaretz. Sefer Mizmeres Haaretz says if you look at the Sofi Tevus of the words Maros Nachpelah, Taf Hey Hey, Gematria 410, which is Gematria the words Zuhi Tzipora. And finally, the third proof. Also taken from the Sefer Mizmeres Haaretz, says if you look at the middle letters of Ma'aras, Steya Machpela, Ayin Resh, Dalet, and Mem Chaf Pelamed, they equal 444, which also spells out the words, Da'alidea Malachi Elyon Ba'ula. Finally, let's go through the five reasons why maybe Mirzov is crazy, and he just wanted to do a different type of shir tonight. I don't know, I saw this, and sometimes you have to do where your heart takes you. The first of the five ideas that say, maybe it can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu was actually buried. The Chidah quoted the Zohar. The Zohar says very specifically that from a certain time in history, after the Avos Nimaros were buried, the Machpelah was what there were. They had one of those exits. They had one of those bouncers. There's no one else coming into Maros Machpelah. Then we saw the Sefri and Zos HaBracha, a conversation between HaKadosh Baruch and Moshe, where Moshe specifically asked, if I can't go into Eretz Yisrael alive, at least let me be buried there and go when I'm dead. And Hashem says, no, lo chai v'lo meis. Then we saw the Medrash Sinecha, the third proof of the conversation between Yirmiyahu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmiyahu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yirmiyahu advice to go down by Moshe Rabbeinu's Kever, which apparently is on the Sfas HaYarden. So first Yirmiyahu goes to the Avos, Maros HaMachpelah. Then he goes to the Sfas HaYarden, and he goes back with Moshe to Maros HaMachpelah, implying that Moshe Rabbeinu is not inside Maros HaMachpelah. The fourth idea that we said, and maybe it can't be possible, Gemara Pesachim says that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say, that he was never blessed to be in Eretz Yisrael, not a dead, not alive, and then the Rosh Hashanah says very clearly that his bones won't be buried there. And finally, the fifth idea, which I think for me is the idea that I connect with the most, is the Gosa Bach said, you want to know why Kadosh Baruch Hu hid the place? Because Hashem knew that if the Klai Yisrael knew where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, they were down by Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu would down to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and him mevatel the gzeros from Kadosh Baruch Hu. I thought this is a small life lesson in tefillah. Sometimes we think, tefillah here, tefillah there. We just see the koch of tefillah. We just believe in the tefillah. We believe in our tefillahs. Sometimes when you do something so much, as my students say it so often, when you do something so much, like you kind of lose the value of it. But if you look at every single tefillah as a tremendous connection that I have between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm able to change the world, I'm able to change people's lives, it'll be a totally different aspect. Just to close with one short story of Ephraim Shapiro from North Miami Beach. He says he's a very, very inspiring speaker. I try, whenever he speaks, I try to listen very closely, not only to the words, but also to his heart. Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro.
That's some word? That's some Miami word?
No. Different word.
He says
it's also? Oh, so you tell me after. Shkoch. He quotes a story from Rav Moshe Shturmbach. Moshe Shturmbach, Shlita, the great postik of Yerushalayim. I've been zochet to meet him several times in Harnof. He's a big blue bekasha. South Africa. It's very chashuv. So what happened when he was in 16, 17 years old, he was in, I think, the Chubina Rav's shir. And the Chubina Rav asked like a very hard kasha, very hard question in the shir. What happened was, little Moshe Shturmbach, he didn't write all the svarim yet. He raised his hand and he gave an answer. What happened was that the story goes that the Tribunal Rav yelled out in the middle of class, out of shir, "That's not your answer. That's not your answer." And the whole shir is like, "What? Like what just happened? Like did he like cheat on the like chas v'shalom on the test? Like what's going on here?" The Tribunal Rav said, "Someone at your age would not be able to answer that kasha that I just said. You want to know who you have to give that merit to? You have to give that merit to your mother. Because only your mother's tefillos, that her son should be a Talmud Chacham, that someone who should love Torah so much, and her tears every Friday night at the candles that she daven for you, only someone with those tefillos could actually bring an answer. And what happened was, Rabbi Shapiro says the end of story, that in London, where he grew up, there was actually a story brought down, that there was in the shul that he davened in, the some of the chevra was very, very, very upset about this woman who they wanted to kick out of the shul. Because she always down very, very loud, always be crying. And Rabbi, then they went to the rabbi. You know, the board went to the rabbi. Rabbi, we can't handle this woman anymore. She's crying too much. Her tefillos are too strong. So Rabbi said, it's no problem. You could tell her to go. But if she goes, then I go. Who is this woman? It was Rav Moshe Shtermach's mother. The koch of tefillah. The koch, the strength of davening. Hashem should bless us. Whether Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in Maras Machpelah or not, we saw different sides of the equation tonight. But I think the most practical answer is that we see the koch of tefillah. That Hashem hid the place where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried because he was scared that Moshe Rabbeinu would change his mind about building the base of Mikdash. So if we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu could actually change the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mind, we should believe in our tefillahs and Be'ez Hashem now daven a beautiful marv and believe in every single tefillah that we have changes the world and changes our lives. Be'ez Hashem. And Be'ez Hashem when Mashiach comes, we'll know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbat.